Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined by Amra Baksicamo, who is the head of CineLink. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I suppose the best way to start off this interview is by, if you could tell us a little bit about what CineLink is and what it does to people.
It's a development platform and co-production market and work in progress platform. It's a combination of different elements. We are presenting projects in development and pre-production phase and projects in post-production phase. It is 12th edition of CineLink. We started many years ago. You know, project has changed and evolved in these 12 years. It is part of our bigger kind of umbrella of Sarajevo industry section. And it is how it looks like during the festival. We have a simple, very straightforward co-production market where we are presenting around. This year we presented 17 projects. Most of the projects are from the region of Southeast Europe, which all the region the festival covers. And we also have guest projects coming from different partner initiatives from the world. This year was Mexico. We had the project from Mexico, from the AFAC region, and one nominated by Doha. These guest projects are not competing for the awards. They are just to meet their potential financiers, partners, co-producers, but other 14 CineLink projects are also competing for 4 awards. The awards are basically development awards given by long-term partners, Euroimage, Arte, CNC, and a company from Belgrade called Living Pictures. In work in progress, we are presenting film projects that are now in post-production phase, meaning rough cuts or material from the shoot, also from the same region as Sarajevo Film Festival competition program and a CineLink, but also a little bit extended towards the Caucasus region and towards Middle East. So this year we presented 6 feature fiction films and 1 documentary. It is a very small group of people that can watch these films. It is not open to all of our 550, 600 industry guests. It is more for a selected group of 40 sales agents, funds, and festival representatives that can watch films and, you know, maybe follow up the projects and, you know, program them on the market and so on. Further down, there are also 2 awards, but we like to think neither the co-production market nor the work in progress are there for the awards. They are there for, you know, to internationalize the project in development or in post-production. The 2 awards are in-kind awards in post-production services, one from Post Republic from Berlin and another one from Bristol from Ljubljana.
What's the selection process?
The selection process is, there are different moments in selection. The first one is CineLink selection. We open a public call somewhere in January usually, sometime in March. We select these 14, 15 CineLink projects. How we do it, projects apply with a synopsis and with the basic info on the project. Then we decide which project can go from the first step to the second step. Then we invite them to submit their scripts. And then further on, we select these number of projects according to the scripts or treatments they submit. The guest projects we are selecting together with our partners, so they are sending us eligible projects, and then we discuss and we choose what we think should work, and you know we can present at the market. And work in progress, we are usually open it only in June, very late in June. So we are the latest selection that has been actually that gets published for Sarajevo Film Festival. It is somewhere beginning of August that we are publishing the selection, and the application procedure that the projects need to apply with at least half 30 minutes of material. It doesn't have to be edited material. It can be a selection of scenes or rough footage from the set, because what we want also to have are the films that have been shot during the summer. So not only that can be shot during the winter, but as many projects as we can. And then basically a similar group of people, which is our CineLink selection board, watches the projects and selects the ones that are going to be presented in Sarajevo.
Right. And what is the benefit of hosting something like this in Sarajevo?
You know, it has changed tremendously in the last 12 years. You know, we have started when the industry in the region was nowhere. You know, regional filmmakers were not traveling, the regional producers didn't know how to behave, in a sense, you know, in the industry. And 12 years later, also because of CineLink and initiatives similar to CineLink, you can find them anywhere. You can find their films in the programs of bigger festivals, you can find them traveling, participating participating in educational initiatives. So I think, you know, the basic benefit of all of this is to have, you know, to be a part of the European film industry.
All right, and in terms of like the past, in what's happened in the past as far as CineLink is concerned, what were the titles that we might have heard of in the festival that had a light then afterwards?
I will probably remember only the recent ones because it has already been 12 years. But for instance, last year it was the film called Circles by Srdan Golubović, which was traveling all around, won international prize in Sundance, and then ended up winning audience prize in Sarajevo and so on. 2 years ago, film Harmony Lessons by Emin Bayezgin was selected and won one of the prizes at the Berlinale. I think three out of four Lions of the Future and last four Venice Film Festival have been projects that have been selected at our work in progress or at CineLink. So yes, there is a lot of recognition for the project that we are presenting.
What about a brief overview of what was selected for this year's edition?
This year's edition, you know, it is what we can notice as something that we are very proud of is that, you know, that in the CineLink we have a lot of first-time directors but also experienced directors. We have people who are coming back to us, you know, with their new projects. For instance, Kutlu Kataman, that his Kuzu was CineLink project and was presented at the Work in Progress and, you know, in Sarajevo, and then later on ended up in Panorama Special in Berlin, came to us with his next project and was presented this year at CineLink. And for instance, in Work in Progress, we have Emir Bayezgin with his new project, and we have Ines Stanović with Our Everyday Life, which was also 3 years ago CineLink project in development, and that was this year presented in, you know, Our Work in Progress. But we also have projects from Israel, for instance, The Mountain, that we just got as a submitted project for our, you know, for our Work in Progress.
That's great. Thanks very much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.